Farage to Breitbart, Brexit a historic day for United Kingdom, Europe, and the Western world. By Oliver J.J. Lane on January 31, 2020. Brexit leader Nigel Farage has hailed Brexit Day as a time to celebrate, but noted much work remains to be done and vowed he would be sticking around to hold the Prime Minister to his word. Speaking to Breitbart News Network Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlow on the Breitbart News Daily Show on Sirius XM on Brexit Eve, Brexit campaign leader Nigel Farage reflected on the truly historic events of Friday 31, 2020, as after almost 50 years the United Kingdom breaks free from Project Europe. While this was a major moment for the United Kingdom itself, it would have reverberations around the Western world, where an ongoing struggle between populism, the will of ordinary people, and globalism is picking up pace. Mr. Farage, who has been campaigning for Britain to leave the European Union for 27 years, said today was the beginning of the end for the European Union, and predicted something much better would follow. "It will take time, but I'm confident we will head towards a Europe of sovereign nations working and trading together, operating under free markets and democratic principles," he said. "Brexit is not just historic for the United Kingdom. It is historic for the whole of Europe, and indeed politics across the whole West." Listen, Nigel Farage speaks to Breitbart News Network Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlow on the Breitbart News Daily. Breitbart News Daily, Nigel Farage, January 30, 2020 by Breitbart. www.breitbart.com/radio. Reflecting that the British people had now won a battle against globalism, Mr. Farage compared the victory to the presidency of Donald Trump in the United States, which like Brexit was also a product of a 2016 vote and, it has been claimed, one in which American voters took a measure of confidence from the audacity of their British cousins in voting against the status quo. Mr. Farage continued, "The way that it works is giant multinational companies working hand in glove with bureaucracies that now have more power than governments. This is what globalism is. It's all about creating an anti-competitive market that is a nightmare for small and medium businesses. It takes away from voters, really, the ability to determine their own futures. It's exactly what Hillary Clinton believed, and had she won the election, you'd be heading down this route too. I guess the exciting thing for me is Brexit, in a way, is the first of the major fightbacks against this stuff. And thank goodness, President Trump takes exactly the same view, and we see other voices too, in Italy, France, and elsewhere. The movement, the fight back against this stuff is really underway, and this Friday marks a really important point. For the first time in all my years there yesterday, I looked into the faces of those bureaucrats, those politicians, and it's the first time to me they looked beaten. While this is a time for celebration, this is a war far from won. A point Mr. Farage has been hammering home in all his recent interviews. He told Breitbart News Daily that in the coming months the United Kingdom and European Union would be thrashing out the terms of their future relationship, and while Britain will technically be a sovereign nation under international law as of today, there were still ways in which the EU could claw back some power over the country. Naming his key litmus tests of a successful Brexit and a Britain free of Brussels, Mr. Farage said, "The downsides are there are more negotiations to do. Boris Johnson might lose his nerve and might keep us tightly aligned to EU rules, and that would make it difficult to do trade deals with America, etc. But at the moment, as I said in that speech, Boris Johnson is saying all the right things. And what I will try and do is make sure he will stick to his promises. And if he does, the United Kingdom has some very exciting days ahead." Top areas of concern for the future of Brexit under Boris Johnson are territorial fishing waters. "At the moment we share our waters with Europe. We must take back control of our territorial waters. The second is the role of the European Court of so-called Justice. Any future trade deal cannot, must not be decided by the European Court of Justice because it will be biased in their favor. We need an independent arbiter. The third and most important one is regulatory alignment. If we stay aligned on everything from financial market regulations through to fisheries, we won't really have left, and our parliament won't really be legislating over areas of our national life that affect us so much. They are the three massive key areas that we've got to sort out. Boris Johnson has promised that's the direction he's going to go in, and I'm going to hold him accountable." The United Kingdom will leave the European Union at the strike of midnight in Brussels, even to the last moment of Britain's membership. The timings are being kept to the European Union's clock, not London's. This is equivalent to 2300 GMT, or 1800 EST. Nigel Farage is leading a leaving party in Westminster on Friday evening, which is expected to be attended by thousands of people. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.